This is KCUR 89.3. In her new book, Kansas City writer Carrie Gillum investigates alleged chemical industry deception over the dangers of the popular weed killer known as Roundup. In a conversation with KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf, Gillum explains why Monsanto is facing lawsuits over one ingredient called glyphosate.
Glyphosate is indeed the world's most widely used agrochemical. In historic quantities, we have been basically dousing our farm fields and parks and playgrounds and lawns and gardens and golf courses with this chemical since roughly 1974.
Okay, so you write that the lawsuits, which began in 2015, will most likely eventually rival those lawsuits over DDT, asbestos, and PCBs. You really think it'll reach those heights?
So if you talk to, you know, lawyers and independent observers and others, they do feel very strongly, and the evidence is pointing to the fact that this could be very similar to what we've seen in the tobacco industry, for example, and with PCBs and asbestos and others, because those are all examples where giant industry corporations, you know, proclaim their products to be safe over and over and over again for decades. We have thousands of people that have sued Monsanto and millions of you know, pages of documents that have been turned over through discovery. And just from what we've seen revealed so far, the internal memos and emails and reports from Monsanto indicate, you know, a real effort to deceive the public for many, many, many years and to manipulate the science and to cover up evidence of dangers associated with this chemical.
Okay, and what are the lawsuits alleging?
They all allege that Roundup caused them or their loved ones to suffer from non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
You mentioned glyphosate in people's urine. What does that indicate exactly?
The reason that it is in our body, that it is apparent in human urine.
In everyone's, right?
Well,
pretty much.
If you have it checked. is because we're consuming food that contains glyphosate residues. It's not only sprayed on genetically modified crops, it's also sprayed directly on wheat shortly before harvest, directly on oats before harvest, directly on barley and other things. And then it's used, in production of, you know, citrus crops, oranges and almonds and, you know, tea, tobacco. So the residues are quite commonly found in food production. And that's how it gets transferred generally into our own bodies. Now, Monsanto and the chemical industry says no big deal. The fact that it's in your urine, they say, is a good thing because it means it's getting flushed out of your body. And so it's nothing to worry about.
Are the health problems that are starting to come out from these pesticides and herbicides going to cause something on the scale of the health problems caused by people using tobacco products or the obesity epidemic or other things like that that the taxpayer ends up picking up the bill for?
Well, if you look at, you know, rising rates of cancer in our country and childhood diseases and autism and ADHD, neurodevelopmental problems, you know, you could say we're not waiting for it. I mean, it's already here. And the World Health Organization, the United Nations, the American Medical, like all of these expert organizations in health and wellness and environment, even the EPA agree that pesticides, which are considered environmental contaminants, pesticides are contributing to a range of health problems and disease and rising cancer rates and autism and ADHD and other problems. Where it gets tricky is trying to identify one pesticide and tied to one particular disease.
So what can I do today to protect my kids and to protect them down the road?
You know, I think the answer is different for everybody. You need to have the information and then you need to decide what's important for yourself. And if you want to avoid pesticides at all costs and just do your best to have a diet that's free of that, the only real answer right now is either grow it yourself or buy organic because that's certified and they have to be very careful about things that they use in production. Some people choose to just, you know, wash their fruits and veggies really good because we know that those carry a lot of residues of chemicals. It's a good idea to talk to your, school board or your city council and say, hey, do we really need this stuff sprayed in our parks where my kids play? You know, do we really want this on the golf course? It's a good idea to write to your lawmaker if you're concerned. You know, it depends on your level of concern and the level of involvement engagement that you want.